It is 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Thursday morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF, 77 degrees and the potential for moisture, actual honest-to-goodness moisture coming down from the sky. And it turns out I've been lying to you all morning. I've been saying that Denise York was going to be here with Peggy Steele for Coffeeville Reawakening, but Lisa is a little under the weather, and we are blessed by the presence of Lisa Scheck. Am I saying that right?
That's correct.
You're
Lisa
the
Scheck.
Marketing director for Coffeeville Reawakening or for the Midland?
Well, actually, I'm the vice president of the Midland Theater Foundation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't want a short shrift.
Don't demote her.
I would.
I'm also involved with Coffeeville's Reawakening.
I would never think of lessening somebody's stature.
That's really important.
Yeah, and Peggy Steele is here as well. What's your official title?
I don't have stature.
Okay.
I just show up when nobody else can be here. So. And I love it. I love working with
but
you.
But we miss you when you're gone.
She is the fundraising chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
She does have a title.
That's fund, F-U-N-D, not yeah. F-U-N.
Well, okay. Either way works for me.
Okay.
And you could, like, talk a dollar bill out of somebody's pocket faster than anybody.
We don't have to do that because people love the Midland. They know what it's about. And they are actively giving and donating and participating. We don't have to talk anybody into anything.
Well, tell us what's happening at the Midland. And since you're new to the show, Lisa, we'll give you first shot at it here.
Yeah, so coming up soon, we have VOD in the Ville, and this is our actual sixth annual show.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are pretty familiar with us talking about VOD in the Ville, but for anyone who is listening in that isn't familiar, it's reminiscent of early vaudeville-type performances.
Right.
So the performance is actually... like a variety show in format. We have several I'll call them locally grown people that come back and are very talented and sing, perform, whether they play an instrument or they're accompanied by piano. They are just wonderful performers. And like I said, it's a variety show. So
right.
Lindsay Euler Goldapp, who was born and raised here in Coffeeville, she actually lives in Texas now and runs Stomping Ground Comedy, which is an improvisational theater down in Texas. She comes back and leads the show every year, and she invites people to join her on stage, and they put together a really, really fun, kind of fast-paced format of bringing someone on. They perform, they leave the scene, then mm-hmm. someone else shows up, and they perform, and we go on with the show. It's usually about an hour. We try to keep it an hour. But sometimes it goes a little over.
But it's worth every extra second.
It is right. So much fun, though.
The laughter and the applause. I mean, there are fall-on-the-floor times when you laugh in this show.
Yes.
And how long has it been since you've had that kind of laughter?
It's been a while.
I mean, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Make a note of this, Peggy. We need an improv group here in Coffeeville.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Would you be in it?
I would definitely be in it.
Oh, you'd be good.
Yeah.
You'd be good.
Yes, it would be so much fun. The performers that we have, so I mentioned Lindsay Euler. She actually brings some of her family members with her, so a lot of people on the listening would remember John Euler. That's her father. She brings her brother Andy. He brings his daughter Macy, who is extremely talented. All of these people have been back from previous years. So we've got Dwayne Euler is new this year. That is her eldest brother, who is a famous architect, living out in California and doing amazing things.
I told him California was the place he ought to be.
Yeah. So he's coming back this year, and he's going to perform also. And then we have another returning performer, Haley Bagwell.
Okay.
She actually also sits on our board for us. And we have Tori Smart DeWitt and her husband, Luke DeWitt. They're also Coffeeville natives. And then we bring in some people from around the community. So we have Mark Mayfield, and he is a very well-known, famous public speaker and comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of the fall-on-the-floor comedian.
He's a funny, funny man.
He is hilarious, and he'll be back this year. He came back last year, and he's going to return this year. And again, he's from Caney, Kansas. And then we have John Gray, who is from Independence, and
right.
he is a teacher in Independence, but a very, very well-accomplished performer as well. And all of these people will bring their talents to the stage, and it'll be on Saturday, August 6th at 7 p.m. And we have it at Coffeeville Community College at Spencer Rounds Theater, and the tickets are $25. But what that gets you is entrance into the show and an after party with food and drinks. So it's a pretty great deal because it's an entire date night of sorts, and we kind of sell it as a adults only event because right. some of the humor that's there.
It's a little blue, shall we say?
Yes,
but not terribly blue.
So
we do have adult beverages after.
Yes,
the show.
Yes, we have adult beverages after the show, and
I like them before the show as well.
Oh really?
Yes.
Maybe
the college. The college has not approved that for us, but tickets,
we'll work on them.
Yeah. But tickets, again, are $25, and every pretty much every dollar of that, thanks to some of our sponsors, has gone to just directly to our operational funds. Mm-hmm. So that helps us continue our efforts year after year with running the foundation and making sure that we can continue our efforts to try to revitalize the theater.
I mean, that's a good thing about the Midland. Everybody's a volunteer. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not hire a professional fundraiser to come in. We have not hired people to run things. Everybody who volunteers is in charge of a particular activity, and boy, is that great, because 100% of those dollars go right to the Midland.
I look forward to the day when the theater is renovated and you can do these kind of shows in the theater.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because this afternoon, everybody out there, we would love for you to show your support of the Midland by showing up between 1:15 and 1:30. We're going to have a red carpet event where we welcome the stars of construction, because we signed the contract. We're starting construction next week, and we're going to do a play on the Hollywood red carpet events.
Who do we know that might be involved in that video production?
You know, I heard that there's a great host who's going to be greeting mm-hmm. people at the curb.
Uh-huh.
I think he works for a
Shecky Small.
Oh, is that the name?
I'm shopping. I'm testing it right
now.
Well,
you know, I think the name you have is fine, because it's already gone around town that, you know, you're a great guy on the radio.
Those are the lies people tell.
Well, they have to tell lies.
Yes, they
sometimes
do.
Sometimes
yes.
That's right. And yeah. Now we're going to see how you are in front of a camera with people.
Oh, I'm so shy. I'm so very shy. You know that about me, Peggy. I'm just a little retiring wallflower.
Well, you know, we want your talents to really showcase the Midland, because mm-hmm. we are all systems go. We've got the money. It's funded. We are ready with the crew next week, and we're going to honor the people who are going to make this happen and who have made it happen. Donors, people like that. We need all the folks who are sitting around waiting to get out on a cooler day, which today will
is,
be,
yes.
And come and join us and be part of the fun red carpet crowd at 1:15 at the Midland.
Why don't we call it the glittering jewel in the sparkling crown of the Coffeyville entertainment sector?
That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
You always take the words right out of my mouth.
I do try to draw a word picture.
You know, you haven't been here that long, but you've really caught on to the culture and everything.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know how you do that.
It's just osmosis.
But I know that you were telling me the other day how wonderful Coffeyville is, and how glad you are that you landed here. And the Midland's a big part of that.
It's amazing for a town that is not particularly huge, that we have a lot of stuff going on.
You know, and people say there's nothing to do here.
They
and
lie.
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Yeah. I would like to see maybe some more restaurants open on weekends, but other than that, you know.
You know, that's in the works.
Yeah.
Something like that takes a while, but that's in the works. It will happen.
Well, I've already brought down the gas prices. Have you noticed? Brian and I were whining about the fact that a week or so ago, gas was 60 cents a gallon more expensive in Coffeyville than it was south of the border. And now, look, it's only 10-cent difference.
I mean, well, that was you.
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you thank me later.
That's right. Well, we are really going to thank you when you show up and you host the red carpet today at 1:15, because we want this is a great opportunity to support the Midland, and you don't have to write a check. Now, if you want to write a check, we'd be happy to accept
And
that.
I will be there with tickets in hand for Vaude in the Ville.
Absolutely.
So if anyone wants to swing by and purchase tickets,
we'll
be
idea.
There. And if not, you can go on our Facebook page, which is Midland Coffeyville, facebook.com/Midland Coffeyville, or on our website, historicmidlandtheater.com. You can swing by the Coffeyville's Reawakening headquarters and buy tickets there. You can find one of our many board members and buy a ticket. You can also buy them at the Chamber. We have another website. It's bit.ly/VITV22.
Right.
And it's all capitals. Make sure it's all capital letters, VITV.
Otherwise, you end up on some undesirable site.
You actually do end up on some random website, but it is capital VITV for VOD in the Ville, 22. And like I said, this show is going to be phenomenal this year, and we're really, really excited about it. So many great people coming back to perform, and we have so many great things going on right now.
We do. And Lisa, I'm curious, how can one family have so much talent? That should be unlawful.
That's what folks used to ask my mom all the time.
It is hilarious to hear them, the Euler family, talk about themselves, because, you know, it's almost self-deprecating. It's like, oh, I just can't stand so-and-so's voice in my family. And I'm like, you're all phenomenal performers.
Well, I just want to know how many brothers and sisters you have that your parents said that.
Oh, I was one of seven.
Okay.
And then mom and dad finally figured out what was causing that and put a switch
down.
Yeah, shut down production, as it were.
I don't know how many are in the Euler family, but every year more and more show up, and they're just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Folks, strangers showing up claiming to be family members?
Well, yeah, they are. I don't know that they're claiming. They are family members. But one of the things that Lisa was pointing out was the fact, I mean, these aren't just people, hometown people coming back and their chance for 15 minutes of fame. These are people who entertain all over the United States and get money for it.
Well, speaking of 15 minutes of fame, I'm looking forward to working with you this afternoon, Peggy.
Good.
And Lisa, thank you for being here with us. The enthusiasm that comes off of you two is just contagious. And I hope the listeners are picking up on that as well. If you're in the downtown areas, even if you're not, come down here anyway this afternoon from about 1:15 to 1:30, where Joan Rivers and I will be hosting the red carpet on E! Television.
And we may have some prizes for people, too, so you never know.
Oh, I'm doing this for free, but other people are getting prizes.
Well, we'll have a prize for you.
You already got
your first one this morning.
Ooh, yeah, that's right, the cinnamon bun. The cinnamon bun from the Terabith Coffee Shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to dig
into that. That's just the beginning of something good for
you. And you even brought a fork.
Well,
she comes prepared.
Yeah.
That's two prizes.
Really, I'm so lucky. Anyway, thanks, ladies, for being here.
Thank you.
For Coffeeville Reawakening on the Mighty 690 KGGF.